Hello, everybody. Welcome to the TO3 podcast. This is Drastic Junior here with my two co-hosts.
Yes, it's gay. It's Tito Bambino in the cut once again.
I hate having an original name. My name's just Brandon. That's all I got. I don't got, like, it's just so boring, to be honest, to me. It's just Brandon. Oh, look at this Brandon. Like, what the
bro,
like, it's so dumb.
A.K.A. Dom Toretto.
Yeah.
A.K.A. The Rock.
But we also don't want to get copyrighted AKA for that.
Shit.
Phantom.
You don't want to get copyrighted.
Yeah, I don't know how Dwayne would feel about these.
Man.
Well, there'll be some.
Shout out The Rock.
Maybe the audio listeners. Maybe you could come up.
Yeah, hopefully.
People watching on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too. Yeah.
What's YouTube. Up, y'all?
We got the camera rolling today.
What's up, y'all?
What's going on? Audio listeners, Brandon just waved at the camera.
Hi, I'm waving right now. Hi. Oh, this is going to be fun doing that right now. All right, so what's on the agenda today? Actually, let's congratulate ourselves for dropping a new episode today.
Yeah.
First episode.
You know,
guys.
First episode.
It came out on iTunes. I believe it's on Spotify now.
Oh, it's RSS. On Spotify? Yep, perfect. Okay. We got a lot of reviews, good ones, you know. A whole bunch of good ones.
Yeah, hell yeah.
People were impatient. Honestly, they were wondering when it's coming, when it's dropping, what time, all that stuff, bro. Oh my gosh!
But they show love though.
Oh yeah,
they
no doubt.
They show a lot of love. So shout out to the people who showed love, for real, for real.
Okay, should we get that out of the way first, or you want to do that after?
You can probably do that now.
You want to do that now?
Shout outs, yeah, that's fine.
All right, we'll do the shout outs first on Instagram.
Let's see you.
Yeah, for the people that were here at the beginning.
At the beginning. If you guys started watching, if you guys want to go on Instagram, it's TO3_podcast. If you want to check that out.
Yes, Hersky.
All right, so we got followers. First one's Adrian Natalie.
Shout out to you, girl.
She's was classmates with my boy Tito over here.
Yeserski.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And we got another one, Haley. I went to school with her, so
shout out to you, girl.
Then Rob, which is your mother's husband, I'm guessing.
So shout out to Rob.
He followed too. And we got Emma Jean.
Shout out to you, girl.
Yep. I don't know
who that is, but
then we got your mother, also followed.
Mom, shout out, Mom. Love you, Mom.
Scares me, too. Like, she's
That's
scary.
What I'm saying.
I don't know why you guys scary. Always think that.
She bro, she's a, scary, she's bro. She looks like she. If you go up to her, she'll slap the shit out of you.
No, she's a sweetheart.
Just know I love you, okay? Just know I love you, all
right? I don't know you either, but I love you. Just don't hurt me, please.
You know, I'll be scared to say DD to you when I see you. I get scared. I get terrified.
Next one's my boy, Aiden.
Yes, sir.
We went to school together. He's cool. You know what I'm saying? A shout out to Aiden. I don't know this one. I think you both know this one. I'm like scratch this pretty bad. Alize.
Oh, Alize, my sister.
Alize.
I can't.
Shout out to Kazo.
One of my little sisters, Skylar. She's Skylar.
Skylar?
Lily's sister.
Really? She
yeah,
followed.
She followed. Yeah.
Oh, shout out to you.
Tito's gonna hate this one the most. My boy Jake.
Vroom. Shout
my
out to
boy,
Jakey
my boy Jakey Poo. You know what I'm saying? My boy Jakey. Joshua Bover.
Shout out to you, man.
Yep, my boy. Michael.
Shout out to you, Mike.
That boy Spencer.
My boy Spencer. Oh, yeah, shout out to that guy.
Then we got another Emma Frankenberger.
Shout out to you.
Yep.
Shout out.
We got one named Casey Tardiff.
Shout out to you.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, these girls are part of my bike club.
Yeah, because one of them followed me.
Yeah.
One of them followed me.
And another one, Happy, her Taylor meal.
Yeah, she's the one who followed me. Thank you. And thank you for.
Yeah, you didn't have to follow him either. He just he wants to get that stuff.
Who?
Taylor.
Oh. Okay, my fault.
My next one's Derek, my boy Derek.
Shout out to you, man.
You know. Brad.
Shout out to Braddy boy.
Shout out, Brad.
Kellen. An old friend of mine.
Is it a girl?
No, it's a guy.
Oh, shout out to you, man. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
You should know this one, Brian.
Oh, Brian. Shout out to you, man.
Of course, Liv.
Shout out to you, girl. Nah, shout out to Liv.
Thomas Rodriguez.
Thomas.
Yeah, Thomas
Rodriguez.
Yep.
Once again.
my cousin, Kevin Sosa.
Shout out to you, Kevin.
You watching this probably. You watched the episode today, too. Tito's favorite, Shari.
Why the fuck you gotta say that?
Why are you swearing, bro?
My fault, but why? Hold on, bro.
That's your
why
favorite.
Why would you say that?
She's not your favorite sibling?
Oh. Yeah, she's my
bro,
favorite.
Bro, like.
You made. Bro.
And then we got Ronan Mo Quinn.
Ronan. Rojo Mo Quinn. Yep. Shout out to Sari and Ronan.
And then the rest is just basically us three that followed it.
Okay, shout out to Brandon. Shout out to Tito. shout out to Isaac.
Check out that Instagram to keep up the updates and everything.
For real.
So you know when the next episode is going
to
drop.
Follow me at wildboy.tito. You already know the vibes.
You don't have to follow him. Don't listen to him.
Please do. Because I need that following.
Gosh. All right. So first thing I wanted to do is make this one segment. That's kind of like a positive one for us. Every episode that we do, it's going to be highs and lows of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So, who wants to go first? We could give our highest highs and our lowest lows of the week.
I'll go first. Yeah, I'll go first. All right, I ain't gonna lie. This heat, that's my low.
Okay.
My neck, bro. I'm dark as heck,
bro. You shouldn't say that,
my arms mismatched on color so bad, dude. Oh, I look like a Snickers that went into an oven halfway and got pulled out.
That's crazy,
bro. When I was cutting your hair, I was like, Diablo, bro, you saw my neck, bro. His neck is black,
bro.
Bro, black. Holy I was shit. Like, yikes, bro. That ain't not normal, bro.
But my high, honestly, was I think it was because my birthday was Friday. That was a big high. Because it was because I got to see 23, honestly. And I didn't think I was going to be able to see it. But here I am.
Hey, yeah. Blessings.
That was my week, basically.
Tito?
My high has to be just working, keeping myself busy. And then my low is my birthday's on a Monday, you know. I wish it was on a weekend so I could celebrate it. But sadly, it's on a Monday. But happy early birthday to me, you feel me? But, yeah.
He's going to get so many embarrassing photos. So many embarrassing photos is going to be posted on my story.
Darn it, bro. Don't do that.
He's not going to escape from me. Jeez. What about you, Isaac? How was your highs and lows?
I'd say for my lows, it'd be bills this week were a lot more than I expected. And now, you know, money's tight. So I'd say that's a big low. And then for a high, probably the heaviest bench I've done. It's 275.
Hey, congratulations. That's good. That's awesome.
One single. I'm
proud of you. Very proud of you, bro. That's good.
Thank you.
Yeah, work that grind. We got to get back into that, T.
Not for real, bro. I need to go because my body's looking like E.T. Jeez. If you guys don't mind, let me crack this freaking
pretzel. You got a bag of pretzels, Tito? Audio listeners, Tito is opening a bag of pretzels.
Yeah, I'm sorry, bro. I got to have the snacky snacks.
He's eating his snacky snacks, he says.
You want any snacky snacks?
No, I don't
you
want
sure?
any snacks,
You want any?
Bro.
Sharing is caring.
I'm good, Tito.
Positive?
We're good, dog.
All right.
So what's the polls and questions for today? What do we got?
Shit, all right, bro.
It seems as though you guys ended up throughout the week told me that you were going to have questions for this episode. So letting you kind of take
it. I got you.
I want Tito to go first on this.
I got you, bro. I got five questions on the dot, bro.
Let's hear it.
I want to hear you guys' honest opinion, okay?
Let's hear it.
All right, hell yeah.
If money wasn't a factor, what would you do with your time?
Oh, wow, that's a good one.
So if money wasn't a factor, like it doesn't exist or anything?
Yeah. What would you do with your time?
I would honestly spend time with my family.
That's a good one, yeah.
Almost every day, just spend time with them until, you know, whatever happens, because money's nothing, basically, so...
Money ain't nothing. It doesn't bring me happiness.
But it's the world we live in where we got to be paying bills and shit. So.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, so for my answer, it would probably be at family. And if I could combine the two, it'd be like family and traveling. Because traveling is so expensive. Mm-hmm. So if money wasn't a factor, I'd probably try to see if I could bring my my mom, dad, my little brother. And then time with them going maybe like to somewhere like Germany or Japan where it's like it's like, you know what I mean, it's so expensive to go to places like that are so nice and tropical and such and just like really exotic that just costs so much money, and it would just be nice to be able to not worry about that.
Definitely. That's a nice one right there.
Of course.
What's next?
So I gotta go next.
Yeah, you gotta do all your questions. Or do you want to do one-on-one?
I'm gonna do one-on-one.
I think back and forth
probably. Back and forth would be a good one.
Yeah, mix it up.
Alright, that's fine. I know I'm saving this one for last. This is my last question I want to ask because this one's a good one.
Okay,
this one's a good one.
Respectful. Oh,
yeah. If you guys had one choice, right, to bring anybody back to life that's passed away,
that's a good one.
Who would you want to bring back?
It's only one person.
Only one person.
I already know who. Hands down. My really? Cousin back. I want my cousin back.
I feel like I knew
I want, I want Jadier back. You know what I'm saying? I want to see him. I want him to see me succeed from how I was before to now. I just wanted to celebrate it with him. You know what I'm saying? But he was here with me throughout all the struggle times. You know, I had him in my mind throughout my whole barber school. You know what I'm saying? I started on his birthday, and I finished it, and I kept the promise that I was going to get a barber pole for the student of the month, and I grind for that, and I did that for him. You know what I'm saying? I did it for him. I did the graduation for him. I did the barber pole for him. I dedicate my my school from those 6 months. I did it for him. You know what I'm saying? Because I wish he would have done what I was doing. You know what I'm saying? He didn't have the experience to do what he wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to live his name. My fault. I don't want to choke up.
No, I'm fair, man. Yeah, no,
I I didn't want him to I just want his name to be living long for the family. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm doing it for, you know? So I love you, Jadier. I hopefully see you soon. So save me a seat on the in the heavens, you know? All right.
Is that you?
There was just one guy. So I started my YouTube well over 13 years ago, my YouTube channel for gaming and stuff. And there was this one guy I met that I collabed with a very long time ago. And he was I believe he was German, and he was like the nicest guy ever. And he was very positive, very friendly. And he, it's very serious. Like, he took his own life, and that was like well over 4 years ago. And it's sad to not see him here and experiencing the things that my friends and I, that I still talk to from my YouTube channel when I started it, that are still around. And it would be so great to have him here, you know, and be able to partake in the festivities. He would also be I'd have him as a guest here if I could too. It was, it's all, I'd say for him, I want him back.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
That's a home run, bro.
I told you that this question was going to be.
That's a good question.
It's going, dog. It's going, I'm telling you.
It definitely makes you think about specific
people. A home run, bro. I'm trying so hard not to tear up.
Yeah.
Is it my turn again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about you, Brandon?
For bringing him back to life? My grandfather. That's the only reason I'm doing everything that I'm doing now is for him, because he passed away before I even got to fully meet him. He carried me when I was a baby. He always said I would always have hair like a female, because my hair would be the back down all the way back on my back. So then I, you know,
yeah.
But that's the one person I'll bring back.
Okay,
definitely. So the second question I have: what's one of your biggest challenges in life?
That's a good question. I can go first.
You wanna go first? Go ahead.
Yeah,
go first.
Sure. I'd say the biggest challenging in life of my life is being very consistent with everything, and I'm committing to a lot of things, like keeping up with cleaning around the house, keeping up with cooking food all the time, not going out, you know, like stuff like that. Specific things. Yeah. Keep trying to go to the gym. There's days where it's tough, and you know that's a big one. Trying to be on time for appointments, you know, just being an adult and committing to a lot of things is definitely, I say, the most challenging thing.
That's so. I respect that. Brandon?
Biggest challenge? Honestly, that's a good question. I don't know. I think it's just trying to survive, I guess, with everything going on in the world, you know.
Really is.
Prices going up. Now they, you know, passed the bill where automatically drafted into like the.
That was crazy. I heard about
that. So now I'm worried.
26 now?
Yeah.
That's wild.
So, I mean, I'm not worried for myself. I'm just worried for like my mother and stuff, you know, because she, me and her is the backbone together, you know what I'm saying? We work together as a team, you know? So if I'm not there for her, she's going to go crazy, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's vice versa, same here. But that's my biggest challenge is see where we're going to be going later on, you know?
Most definitely. Yes. My biggest challenge in life is not giving up, you know? I'm just pushing every day, just trying to be motivated every day, try to keep myself busy and just trying to make my family proud and just trying to make myself proud, you know? I just want to, you know, I don't want to give up. I don't want to give up. I'm young, you know? I'm about to be 23, and I'm still young. I still got a life ahead of me that I want to accomplish. there's things in my life that I want to accomplish by the time I hit 30. But yeah, that's the biggest challenge.
That's a good one. That's a good one. All right, my next one is. Oh, excuse me, my bad.
My bad. This man just burped. Bro.
My bad.
Nasty.
All right, relax. Next one. What would you do if you won the lottery?
I'm retiring my parents early. I'm retiring them, and I'm getting them a house out of New Hampshire. You know, I want them out of here. I want them to live in somewhere very good and, you know, good environment. And especially getting my dream car.
Oh, of course.
God, a Nissan GTR.
Nissan GTR.
Don't be a hater, bro. I need that in my life. That's one of my goals, bro.
I'm fully with it.
I want a Nissan GTR.
I believe 100%.
But sadly, they're not making no more, bro. Which is hurting my feelings right now. Because I never got one, and I want one. So please, Nissan, if you're hearing this, do not stop making GTRs, please.
You might be able to get one if you sign up for the Slim Jim stuff.
I don't want a Slim Jim car.
You don't want the Slim Jim GTR.
I don't want a Slim Jim car. All
right, what's yours, Isaac?
I would say it would be really cool. If I could realistically pull it off. I worked at Market Basket a very long time ago, and there was this old lady that was a bagger for me when I worked the cash register. And one day I was going to break, and she said, like, hey, are you going to eat lunch here? And she said, and I said, yeah. And she gave me $20. And I was like, why are you giving me $20? And she said, like, oh, don't tell nobody, but I won the lottery. And, like, yeah, she won, like, the Powerball. Like,
oh, wow.
The really big one, like, years ago. Wow. She's like, I'm trying to give it back to everybody, but, like, don't try not to say, tell anybody. And she was really sweet. So I was like, if pulling that off sounds so cool to be able to just give back to the people that didn't win.
Yeah.
Just like little by little in some way. That'd be so cool to pull that off. But I feel like something that would be extremely difficult.
So she's basically living the Adam Sandler life.
Yes.
Just undercover, basically.
She's just chilling. She was like an old, sweet lady, and she's just chilling, living life, making people smile. And like, that would be so nice to be able to just not have to. Because the only shitty part that would come with winning the lottery would be everybody knows you're rich.
Oh, yeah.
So like,
yep.
If nobody knows and you're able to comfortably just give back like that, that would be so amazing.
Yep.
That'd be like a cool thing that I could do. The unrealistic thing would probably be like I said before, traveling and probably maybe buy a nice place for my family and live in like a nice home. That'd be about it. I'm not a huge. I need to get into cars more because I know you guys talk about cars and it sounds so exciting. But I don't know what kind of car I'd get.
Honestly, my thing would be the same way, too. Mine would first just give all my family members, like, houses and stuff, basically, and just retire them. And then just buy everything myself towards the end, when I already have success for everything everybody else. Yeah, for the people that are listening right now or not watching the video, Tio is doing a little dance for somebody because he finished his sandwich. He's doing a little jiggle.
I'm happy because I'm eating pretzels.
Hey, ain't no problem with that. I'm just telling the listeners what you're doing.
Pretzels.
So I'm telling the listeners what they're doing, what you're doing.
Oh,
because they're not watching the YouTube video because they don't want to.
Okay.
What's your next question?
My next question: do you have any regrets?
Dude.
What?
You're coming with something
this
like,
one. This one's like some curveballs, bro.
Oh, I'm sorry. I told you I got some fire shit.
This is that straight heat, son.
Sorry.
Very personal.
This is that no curve, straight gas.
Bro, straight gas.
Standing on business.
Gus.
Standing on business.
Isaac, what is it, Isaac?
Gus.
Hit it one time. Hit it the one time.
Gus.
Yeah.
All right.
Say it with the Pop Smoke voice.
I can't do
this. At least he tried. What was the question again? Say it again. What was the biggest regret?
No. Do you have any regrets?
Do I have any regrets?
Yes.
I have multiple regrets.
Okay, give me one of them.
One of them?
Yeah. And no sad stuff either, bro.
No sad? What do you mean?
No sad stuff.
No sad stuff?
No sad stuff. No, like, not sad stuff.
Not sad stuff.
Yes.
I think you're saying no sass.
Like regrets are kind of are sad.
Yeah,
regrets are sad. I just don't want us to cry.
Well,
you know
nobody's
what I'm
gonna
saying?
Cry unless
Dude,
you cry.
No judgment,
I'm not gonna cry.
One of my biggest regrets is not saying goodbye to my dad.
Okay.
Before he passed away, that's one of my regrets.
I feel that, bro. My biggest regret, or my any regrets, is I got two: not answering my cousin's phone call, and then me not doing what I'm doing at an early age. You know what I'm saying? I should have done this way before.
Yeah.
Now, before I'm doing what I'm doing now. But I wish I could have done it at an early age so I could have been way better where I'm at right now. Isaac?
I'd say my biggest regret was there was someone I worked with a long time ago. She was a really nice girl. I liked her for a long time. I found out she liked me too late, and she's gone. And I regret that I didn't try better to save her because she passed away. So I'd say that's a big one for me.
That was a big one.
Yeah, that was a. I got two more.
For one, yeah. Well, my turn for the next question.
Nah.
Next question: who is the most influential person in your life, and how do they impact you?
Damn.
Oof. Oh, yeah.
These are some good ones.
Curveball, son.
Damn.
Yep. I can tell you mine right now.
Okay. Who?
Mine's automatically John Cena. And you can laugh at me okay. about that for John Cena, but that guy, growing up watching WWE on his favorite motto, never give up.
Yeah.
Bro, that taught me so much stuff.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie.
He was with some of that, too, growing up.
Hell yeah, I was.
Yeah.
I was the Rey Mysterio 619 on that ass.
Okay, relax.
You're with some of the motivational stuff John Cena said, too.
Of course, hell yeah.
He has a lot of motivational stuff, and it's crazy because people laugh at it because, you know, they say wrestling's for kids and stuff like that, but wrestling is also for
people. It's living forever, okay? We're not kids because we like WWE.
Doesn't even let me finish what I'm saying.
Sorry, Brandon, but go ahead. I'm standing on business.
I know you are, and I'm trying to, too. What I'm saying is, like, people are saying, you know, the show's for kids and stuff like that.
I'm sorry.
You know, anyways,
bro,
you missed even worse than me.
Sorry.
For the viewers that didn't see that on the camera, Tito tried to shoot a little gum wrapper into the trash and missed like Shaquille O'Neal at the free throw line. So we're gonna talk about
it. Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying, man. But but yeah, John Cena's one of mine for sure. What are you guys?
Oh man.
I'd have to say, though, agreeing with what you said, is that guy is extremely smart, too.
Yeah.
Like, he learned Chinese mm-hmm. in such a short amount of time,
yep.
and he's gone over there and just knows so many people.
Oh, yeah.
And it's definitely good. But, Tito, you?
Damn. Who is my influencer?
Putting you on the spot, son. Standing on that business.
Damn, bro.
Business, son.
Why do you do this to me?
Because it's funny.
Can you skip me? Can you skip me and I come back, bro? Because it's like,
so you want me to answer?
Yes, please. That shit just hit me. Hold on.
I'd say okay. For mine, it's Jim Carrey because he's an extremely positive person, and he loves to make people laugh and smile, and he always says things like, "As long as you try your hardest, you know, to never give up." He has like that kind of mindset. And, like, peace of mind is a big thing with him. Like, that guy is, and he's quite old now, but anytime you see him on interviews, he looks so at peace and so happy. And that is definitely something I strive for when I grow into my old age. So I'd say Jim Carrey is a big one.
I'm going to say NLE Chopper for me.
I knew he was going to say.
Because that man does not care what anybody says about him. He will do what he makes him happy. You know what I'm saying? What he does makes me happy. So, you know what I'm saying? When he made that song, bro, I went crazy. I went crazy.
Which one specifically?
I can't say because I don't want to swear. Wait, it me out.
Oh. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh
okay. Of course.
I thought you were going to say Champions or something.
No, of yeah. course. It's not that one. Wow. Bro.
That's a crazy one.
Oh, yeah. All right. Is it me or you for questions?
Me.
It's you.
It's me.
All right, pause, I'll relax.
What's your biggest pet peeve? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. This one's a good one.
This one's a good one.
My first one is definitely when people repeat the same damn thing every 5 seconds.
Thank you. That
every
was going to be my number
five
one.
5 seconds, bro.
Shout out to your mom. I know you like to repeat yourself a lot.
I wasn't going that way. But no,
shout out to my mother because she likes to repeat herself a lot. So shout out to you, Ma.
No, but that
I just,
one.
Just know I don't like when you repeat yourself multiple times, all right? I love
crazy.
You. All right? I love you.
It's crazy.
Brandon told me to say that.
No, I did not. Yes, don't you lie. Yeah. Maria, no, I didn't. Don't lie.
Yeah,
don't you lie.
Uh-huh.
Maria, don't listen
to
me.
You told me that.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
When did I ever say that?
Just now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Liar.
Why are you like throwing him on? Why are you doing?
You're throwing me under the bus like crazy. You see this, right?
I love him.
I'm not doing nothing. You're throwing me under the bus.
I'm sorry. Can you forgive me?
No.
Okay. Love you too.
And that's the stuff that too. That's another pet peeve I have.
What?
Them hypocrite fucking the hypocrite like bipolar ass people.
What are you trying to say?
They can't help it. They can't help it. I agree with that, but like, damn, bro. Admit that you have that.
Hold on. Why are you looking at me like that?
Oh, because it's you.
It's me.
It's you.
It's me.
You're a bipolar.
You're lying.
Bro, how am I lying?
I'm never bipolar.
You're not bipolar?
Nope.
No?
No.
One day you're not texting me, oh, you don't love me no more. We never hang out. You only got Jake to hang out with, blah, blah, blah.
Do you got proof?
I got messages, bro.
Do you got proof?
I have messages, bro.
Do you
bro.
Have proof?
I have messages.
Do you got proof?
Bro, you're bipolar.
I'm not bipolar.
All right. We got to hear Isaac's.
All right. Go ahead, Isaac.
Damn.
All my biggest pet peeve, yeah. You guys like really.
Because he likes to argue for no reason like about it because he knows I'm right.
Off the rails there. I'd say the biggest pet peeve is, for me, I'm not too picky with people. Probably people that don't pay attention or listen.
Oh, yeah.
Looking at me.
What do you mean?
You see what I
mean? I thought you were looking at me.
You see what I mean?
I don't pay attention at all.
You see what I mean?
I don't pay attention at all.
Bro, not everything is about you. Relax.
Audio listeners, I have my hands up.
Not everything is about you, bro.
Okay,
relax. Stop being offended.
I got some shots for you.
You got some shots for me?
Isaiah,
what kind of shots? Are they Jaeger bombs?
No.
I love Jaeger bombs.
Isaiah, you don't want your pet peeve? Or?
Yeah, that's I'm good. That was like.
All right, let's hear T's fucking freaking.
My number one. I hate when people chew with their mouth open. Brandon,
I've never chewed with my mouth open.
Really?
I've never.
Oh,
you got proof?
Really?
You got proof?
I do.
Where?
I do.
Where?
On my Snapchat.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Next pet peeve.
When people repeat themselves.
No.
Multiple
yeah, we
times.
Agree on that one. For
oh,
once.
There's multiple.
Oh yeah, it's multiple. You thought it was?
Oh, I thought it was like the.
No,
biggest
it's
one.
Just multiple ones.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
My other one is when people step on my shoes.
He has dirty ass shoes.
What? Why?
The only shoes
why?
You buy are
why?
Air Forces black and white,
bro.
You haven't been to my house yet,
bro.
You have no shoe
okay,
game.
Okay, I don't
son.
Have no shoe game.
You're
okay.
My son in the shoe game, bro.
Bro, shut your. Bro, I'm trying my best right now not to get mad at you right now.
See? Bipolar.
I'm not bipolar, bro. You saying I got no fucking shoe game. I'm sorry for my language, but dang.
You only got Air Forces.
I don't. Okay. I got Jordans too.
All right. Isaac?
I wasn't done, bro.
Oh, you weren't
I wasn't done.
Right, my bad.
And then one thing, it is every single time when I go to the bathroom, I don't like when the paper toilet paper is facing at the wall.
What? If it's put the wrong way?
Yes. I want it facing at me. I'd rather have it looking like it has a beard instead of a mullet.
That's the most weirdest pet peeve I've ever heard in my life.
It gets me mad.
Bro.
Oh, I gotta get up.
Oh, yeah, the little red thing for the camera.
Darn it.
So people who are listening to the podcast and not watching the video, we have to restart this camera because I guess it has a timer on it, like a 30 minute.
I just had to do that real quick.
30 minute timer. So we're back alive. Yes, sir.
We're back
yes,
and
yes,
we're better. Now let's get to this chat.
All right.
Yeah, that's the first time I've ever heard
I've
that.
Never heard that pet peeve in my life.
Toilet paper.
That is the most weirdest
I've heard
one.
That people prefer it different ways, but I've never... You're the first person I've heard to openly complain about it.
That's like
no, because it annoys the...
Okay.
It annoys
weirdest
me.
One.
And then I hate how my room is upside down all the time. I have to have it cleaned.
So clean it.
Okay.
My room is clean.
Pet peeve?
Okay.
Well, I
don't like it. Sound like it. It's not. What's your next pet peeve?
Mine?
Mm-hmm.
When somebody takes food out of my plate, Brandon...
It's called the Phantom Tax.
No, you're not Phantom.
I told him he's going to the Phantom
no,
Tax.
Bro, because, no, bro, he did that. He did it, bro. He did it. I offer him food, and I pay for it, right? Say you didn't pay for it because I pay for it.
He's talking about that time when we were all at his house when I get a haircut.
Bro,
I got onion rings and
no,
he got
no,
fries.
No, bro. I got chicken and fries.
That's literally.
And then I'm over here eating because I didn't eat nothing all day. I gave everybody a haircut, right? And I finally sat down. Just trying to enjoy my lunch. And guess who comes out of nowhere with the freaking fat fingers? This guy.
Called Phantom
Brandon.
It's called the Phantom Test.
Goes ahead and just digs out my whole damn chicken. I looked at him like, yo, did you pay for this thing?
This guy's a liar. This guy's a
pathetic
liar.
Really, Brandon? And then you looked at me and you were chewing with your mouth open.
I took like two or three fries.
That's so cat.
Why are you lying?
That's so cat.
Why are you lying?
That's so cat. And
you
were chewing with your mouth open.
Stop.
Say I was lying.
Stop lying.
Say I was
lying.
Stop lying,
bro.
Why are you smirking? You see, audio listeners... This man is smirking. If you're not seeing this, he is smirking. Go ahead, smirk.
Nobody's smirking.
Look, yeah, you're not smirking.
Nobody's smirking.
You're not smirking.
I'm not smirking.
Yeah, look.
For another, what, pet peeve?
For another pet peeve.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, shut up.
I'd say I don't know who these people are, but the people that don't keep the public bathrooms clean when they use it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Brandon.
Like there's some.
You see what I mean, bro? I don't do anything, bro. Like I don't do nothing, and I get shot at out for no reason, bro.
I'm playing.
You know what is my pet peeve?
Oh my god.
You know what's one of my pet peeves?
What?
When you tell somebody to go at a certain time and they're like 20, 30, an hour, minute, or an hour late.
I would love to know who would that be.
Oh, it's the people you make plans with.
Who?
Anyways, what's next, Isaac? What's your next pet peeve?
Who? You didn't say who, bro.
We got to listen to Isaac's pet peeve.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry, Isaac.
My next pet peeve, I would say... people who are aren't very honest at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
When you're talking to them. Like,
yeah.
Like a person you think might potentially end up being a significant other, possibly in the future, I'd say they should be upfront with what they're looking for.
Yep.
I'd say that's a big one.
That's a big one.
Because like they could talk to you, be sweet, nice, and they're like, "Eh, I don't want anything out of this." And I'm like, "What do you want then? Like, do you want to bang? Like what's up?"
That's the culture that we're in, though. Like, yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's just dumb.
Go ahead, Brandon.
I got another one? All right, that's my favorite. What's your biggest fear?
Getting my heart broken. I'm scared of heights, too. And I'm afraid to die.
Mine's basically the same thing as yours, I ain't gonna lie. It really, I'm not even kidding. It's literally the same. But yeah. I just don't understand. I can have a gun pulled on my face and I won't be scared. If I go somewhere that's higher than something, I get scared. It's crazy. It's crazy.
You're not going to shit bricks if you're a gun,
no.
A guy with a gun is going to point at you, bro?
I'm not.
Be so realistic,
it's
bro.
Not. I'm being dead serious.
You're not Iron Man. You're not freaking Transformers. You're a human being. You're going to bleed.
I don't think he's implying that he doesn't expect to not get hurt. I think he's implying that a gun doesn't scare him.
Are you dead ass right now, bro?
Yes.
Bro, they could have anything in my pockets, bro. The size of my phone.
What's yours, Isaac? My goodness.
I've been pretty. I've gotten a lot better with heights. I'd say the biggest one though for me is being at an open body of water and not being able to see the bottom. That's always been one that for some reason freaks
ones,
me out.
Those ones are creepy as heck.
I'm always scared. Like if the airplane just goes down in the water, just imagine seeing big sharks.
Because you don't know. There's so many animals we still haven't discovered in the ocean. That
thing's so scary, bro. Yeah.
So just being out in, I'd say the open ocean would be terrifying.
Yeah, bro.
I
don't know if there's a big ass shark just coming out of the freaking.
Megalodon, dude.
Yes, bro.
Hell no.
If I had the powers, bro, I would have beat his ass. But I don't, bro, because I'm his lunch. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. My last question.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
That's a very easy question.
Why would you throw your phone like that?
Why'd you throw your phone?
Why'd you throw your phone?
Why'd
you throw your phone?
You're being so sassy. Didn't he just throw his phone?
I never
You literally just threw your phone.
Because you did it, bro.
What does that have to do with me?
Being mad sassy.
Why are you a follower?
Damn.
Honestly, the superpower that I would want to have... is the ability to fly.
Mine's a good one, yeah.
Mine's a swinging like Spider-Man. I don't have to deal with traffic at all. I could be in one destination real fast instead of being 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 50 minutes, or an hour.
It's the same thing you can have with speed or flying.
I think the only problem with the way you're describing that power is that you don't have his strength, none of that. You just have the ability to swing like him. So, like... you know how much upper body strength you'd need to swing?
Okay, you know, scratch that.
So you mean like, you could just say Spider-Man's powers. If you say that, then you're good.
I got few. I want to be Spider-Man.
Okay.
And I want to be very strong. So I could beat and whoop Brandon and Spencer's ass.
Bro, you see what I mean?
Because you guys bully me.
You see what I mean?
You guys bully me, bro.
Bro, do you see?
You guys bully me, bro.
Yo,
bro,
do you hear this, bro?
Bro,
I'm literally just sitting here trying to listen to what his powers want that he wants, bro, and brings me up automatically, bro.
I ain't only bring you. I brought Spencer, too.
Bro, you got some serious problems, bro.
You're holding some grudges, man. Because I feel Spencer's going to listen to this, have a great time. Like, what did I do? Like,
no,
like,
he know what he did.
You seen that 50 Cent meme?
Which one? Oh, yeah. When
he's like,
when,
what you talking about me for? He's going to be like that, dude.
Yeah.
When he hears that. Right. Same way Brandon and I reacted the same way. He's like, what you talking about me for, dude?
That's literally how I reacted. He's like, bro, what did I do? I didn't do anything.
You know what you do.
Bro, what's yours, Isaac?
Yeah, that's right.
I'd say teleportation if I were to pick like a specific one. Because it'd be cool to just be able to teleport wherever I want.
Yeah.
I always low-key want to like have that superpower where you could read people's thoughts.
Dude, that would terrifying. Ruin. That would ruin so many things.
Or like the Tito, like. What is so that? What is that vision where you could like see through stuff? Like
X-ray vision?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you cause so much havoc with that. I don't know if you'd. I'd feel like that'd be too much for you.
Don't be looking at me like that. Don't be looking at me like that.
I'd say that one. And reading minds are the two that would be like. He's scary tools for you to have.
He's like looking at me. Like I'm
so I might as well have Spider-Man powers then, right?
I feel like
I'll be minding my business.
I think it'd be the safest bet for you because if Spider-Man you could read everybody's mind, I feel like that'd probably make me paranoid. Right? I wouldn't want to ever do it.
No.
Because just to be able to know what someone's thinking about you.
I just want
to
know if he loves me or not.
Bro, see what I'm talking about, bro?
Like, I really want to know if Brandon
just
loves me.
Sitting here, bro. Like, I'm not doing nothing.
Bro, I'd be like texting him. He'd be dry texting me.
Bro,
you be dry texting me, bro. I be saying, yo, Brandon, how's your day? He goes, good. What is that?
It's good.
He didn't even say fantastic. Bro. How are you? He said, it's good. He didn't even say, what about you? He said, it's good. Like, damn. I'm over here caring about you, but you don't give me the same love? That's how you feel about me?
Bro, like, it's just.
He gets mad at me if I give him the same energy.
Bro, like, it just makes no sense. I do nothing. I'm just sitting here.
Why are you throwing your phone once again, bro?
Oh, my God. All right.
You're coming to him today, dude. Come All right. On, take it easy.
Because I love him.
I got a final question. You ready?
Yeah.
Put your phone down for this one. This one's a good one. This one's going to be heart. Heart to heart. Heart to heart, boys. Okay?
Oh, man. Okay.
God.
All right. Okay.
Brandon, you know I'm emotional.
Yeah, I know. I am too.
Oh, my God. Bro.
So my question is, what's love to you guys?
Wow.
What does love mean to you?
Shit, dude. Wow.
Yeah. I told you. This thought that I had, this question was killing me from the inside since Monday, the day after we recorded the first episode. And I was like, you know what? This question that I'm asking is going to be one of the best questions ever. And I'm going to wait till this episode that we're on right now.
What's love?
So, take the time that you want to think about it.
Yeah, dude, we got like 13 minutes left on the pod, in the episode. So, I mean, this might be there might be some mild dead air for a little bit. Oh, you don't might be ready.
I'm not ready, bro. Oh, okay. I got a few. No, because it's going to be negative.
No, that's okay.
It's going to be negative.
Negative?
What? I mean, it's all right to be negative because, you know, sometimes love is negative. But that's sometimes it's positive, enough. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah.
So, what you want to say, you say it off your chest.
I don't believe in love, bro. I don't. Ever since I got my heart broken, no, bro. I don't believe in love.
And that's understandable.
I got my heart shattered, bro. Yep. You know, that was like the worst of the worst, you know, because I really thought I had somebody in my life, bro.
Yeah.
You know, and I did it.
Oh, yeah.
And that thing killed me inside, bro.
Yep.
It killed me, killed my character, it killed everything. And that was like the toughest thing in my life, bro. But, yeah, I don't believe in love no more.
You, Isaac?
I'd say love. Love is that's a good question.
Do you need some time?
I might need like a
you
couple,
might need time,
a
right.
couple, man. Maybe there's like something you guys could just.
That's perfect. No, it's because I do want to also get that some stuff off my chest too. Yeah. Because I know that, you know, we've all been through something. You mm-hmm. know, heartbreaks and like never believing in love and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because. Mm-hmm. The culture that we're in now, it's just like we brought this up too before in the first podcast. Yeah. That was just the hookup culture now.
It is, bro,
and it's true. You know what I'm saying? There's not really that many girls that are out there that show genuine love and like care and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? They just want to hook
play.
Up.
They just want to play with your heart. They want to jiggle your heart everywhere, bro.
But I know that in reality, there is somebody out there that's for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
You just gotta find it. Or
exactly.
Be
you just got. You can't force it. You gotta let it come to you.
You just gotta be patient.
You know, And it's hard because, you know, you see these people that are in relationships for 4+ years. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You see them happy and stuff like that. And you just think about how you want to be in that relationship. But sometimes for yourself, you're just too toxic for yourself. You know what I'm saying?
You got to love yourself before you love anybody.
Exactly. You got to love yourself before you can love anybody else. And it's hard because most people just don't want to do that.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
All they want to do is just link and then.
Just do what they want to do. Exactly. And then, it's something that I'm going through right now, too. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm healing. I'm in a healing process where I'm finally accepting who I am and what I look like. And, you know what I'm saying? That I love myself for who I am. That I'm here for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm moving on from the past from where I was. Back then, I was a jealous type of person. I would be like, you know, I don't want nobody talking to this person, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I would want to know where they're at every day, all that. None of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because that's bad. That's bad for you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That toxic love is not safe. That petty love is not safe. You know what I'm saying? But once you find that person, you settle down with them and you tell them that you're there for marriage and to have kids. Some people just want to test it out. You know what I'm saying? There ain't nothing wrong with that either. You know what I'm saying? But just don't have the other person hooked up to that if they're ready for a commitment. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing. That's also another one of the fears that is getting my heart broken. Especially because if you just built yourself out of a deep, dark hole and you want to come out of it and you want to build yourself up, and then out of nowhere, it's broken again.
It's like a repeated.
Yes, it's a repeated circle.
It is.
Which is why it's scary, but
it is.
Bro. It's the life we live in. I'm not saying all girls are like that or all females are like that, because they're not. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I'm saying it's also, we have no excuse to be doing what they're doing.
Exactly.
Because half of us men
got feelings.
We do. And then some just are the reason why that girls say that men are all the same when they're not. You know what I'm saying?
Because they want to choose the females like if there are options.
Exactly.
And then they want to feel like we're options to them. It makes no sense, bro. Like us good-hearted people don't get a chance, you know, to feel love again or feel safe in their arms or like feel like this is like a safe spot for them, you know? Like, yeah. The outside is a scary place, but when you, with your significant other, you feel safe. You just want to hug that person. You don't want to let go or anything because you feel safe with that person. But sadly, you can't have that, you know? But what can you do? Nothing.
Just got to keep moving forward, I guess. You know?
Life goes on.
Life goes on.
Isaac, do you...
Isaac, you got your answer yet?
Okay. I think I got it like a mild idea. I'd say after being through the amount of relationships I've been through and observing a lot of the healthy relationships I see with friends, family that are still together and or married and have children, I believe that love is the kind of thing where, like you said, you have to love yourself. And I'd say that in the way that when you're in a relationship with someone, you can't have it be in a way where if you break down, they have to build you back up. It has to be you being an all right, stable structure where you're always going to be all right, but you know that they've got you. And you'll be okay and they'll be all right. Because if there's a point where you're putting in too much and they're breaking down at the seams, that's where things become toxic and that's where things become unhealthy and that's where you slowly lose the spark and the happiness that was in that relationship. Because there's a relationship I look out from the outside. I have a friend, his name is Mark, and he has been in a relationship with this girl and has kids with her, and they've been together for a very long time. And when I see them together, I can tell that the love they have for each other isn't the kind of love where she's better than him or he's better than her. It's, we're both fine. We're both all right.
Is that equal?
Yes. And it's such a stable structure that there's no moment where I feel like one's dominant over the other. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's something that's really strong when it comes to love. Like, especially with, I'd say a good example is like both my parents, the relationships that they are in, there isn't a moment where I feel like either one is better than the other. And that is so powerful when I see that from the outside. And I feel like that's something that's like really important to have, because I've been in relationships where I've been like, I felt like we were on unequal footing, and I feel like there was some sort of dislike for me in moments, and it kind of ate away at me. Mm-hmm. And that that's not good. You don't want to stick around for that.
No.
Yeah. So I'd say that's my idea for love.
That was deep.
That was very deep.
I told you that the questions were going to be deep, though.
That was a really good one.
I did say that was going to be deep. Yeah. So
what made you think about that?
That was fantastic, man. Right? Well done on that. Holy shit.
Honestly, just came to me at night, to be honest.
Damn.
Yep.
That shit got deep real fast.
Like, I know that's good. That a lot of people will listen to that, and that'll make them think about the relationships they might be in, whether it's toxic or it's healthy, and they will look at the things they might need to fix or the things that are an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And it might open their eyes. We might be helping people.
We might. Yeah, that's the other thing too. I forgot to mention that too. Yeah, like if we're not trying to like cause issues between the relationship, you know what I'm saying? But we're trying to help people that, or if they're in a relationship and it's toxic, just leave.
Just leave, because
it's not worth the mental state that they're gonna put you through.
It's really not.
It's not.
It's gonna eat you up every day.
One of the worst things you can ever do.
It sucks, bro. Because if you can't leave now, you're stuck with it. You're stuck with it. You're just going to keep repeating and repeating and repeating multiple times. I see it. I see it a lot. I see it a lot. And it's not good.
Nope.
Because it will mess you up mentally. And it makes you feel like you're the bad person for what you're doing. That's you have to love yourself before you love anybody.
One of the worst things.
You got to put yourself first before loving anybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to be selfish in this world. It starts with you before you do anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Don't not give your heart to somebody and you're not in love with that person. You know? Don't drain yourself even more. You know? But
the thing I forgot to mention in the first of the podcast too was a shout out to my cousin Eric.
Oh, shout out
sharing, you know, sharing the, all his
mega
all,
shout out.
A mega point shout out. Yeah.
Listeners.
Shout out all to you, bro.
He didn't even have to do. I didn't even tell him to do this either. He was just showing all his friends and stuff like that. Awesome. Which is also shout out to all his friends for listening to the podcast. They didn't really have to, but they did. So I appreciate the love and the support for that. We all do, actually. So that's the fun part about, I guess.
That's what I'm saying. That is what I'm saying. How many more minutes do we have?
About two more minutes. We could do some closing stuff. Last episode, I talked about Celtics.
Yeah, Celtics, yeah. Baby. Celtics won, Celtics won that one. Woo, woo, woo.
That's I'm with you, bro.
Yes, sir. The Celtics got more trophies than the Lakers. Yes, sir. Yeah, they got like 13.
What?
Yeah, we have, what was it like? I think it was like 18? No.
18?
I think it was 18, if I'm correct.
That's you guys crazy. Are on Jason Tatum, bro.
Dude, I'm from New England, so like, you know, I'm on a root for like home team, dude.
No.
And it's basketball, man. We've been
Jason Tatum.
Hates Jason Tatum so much, bro. So much.
I don't know if there's any closing topics that you guys want to close out with. We got about a minute, 20 seconds.
Dang.
Want to give any messages, like informative messages?
Yeah. If you guys, we got the video going on YouTube, so if you guys have any questions or anything you want to ask for the podcast, you know, the polls or whatever, ask away. Don't be afraid.
Comment
everything
below.
Everything will go in. We'll definitely check it out, too.
And all I got to say is whatever we say is not against all of you guys, you know. We're not throwing shots at nobody.
It's not against anybody, to be honest. Yeah.
Yes. We're not throwing shots at anybody, so do not. Whoever's home listening to it, do not think that we're throwing shots at you. It's just in general what we see.
We're just speaking out of our mind.
We're just speaking.
What we have experienced and felt in these moments.
Exactly. I just don't want anybody to think that, you know.
But I think this episode was good.
Yeah.
You know,
very good
closed
one,
out pretty well.
Yeah. Touched on some good topics.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You guys had phenomenal questions.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Definitely got to think for more for the next one now. So we got to see what happens.
I'll bring a couple too. So it could be.
But that should be it, right?
Yeah.
I hope everybody has a good week.
Yeah.
And come back to us not next weekend, right? Or
it'd be the
might
one
have
after
bad days.
The one after this weekend. Yeah.
We might have bad days and good days. Make sure you get paid by both of those days.
For the people that are listening, he was just staring at the camera. So
yeah.
Masursky.
All right. See you guys in the next one.
Later.
Later, alligator.